All right, I'll call the meeting of Judiciary and Law to order. Alyssa, can we have the roll call?
Yep. Bori Frederick.
Here.
David Celebrate.
Here.
Jeff Wimble.
Excused.
Laura Belsky.
Excused.
Mark Nordigan.
Here.
Sharon Palmaville. Jerry Gully.
Here.
Olivia Nohorniak. And Gabrielle, I'm sorry, I don't have her last name. Okay.
Her last name's Wellman.
Thank you. Gabrielle Wellman. Okay.
All right. Citizens' comments?
No citizens' comments.
Okay. Supervisor comments?
Boyd?
Sharon, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just wondering if we could start getting some updates on Country Thunder. Questions, is it happening, is it not happening? And what the timeline might be for that decision on the event in July.
Boyd, this is the Chief Deputy. I could probably help answer that question for Ms. Palmaville, need be.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Country Thunder appears to be going on for 2021. We have personnel starting the process of getting all the permits, working alongside with those folks at 45 and 50 that help with that, and meeting with the promoters. As long as I'm assuming the health department and all those folks involved with determining what type of gatherings you could have and percentage and people, I would foresee that the Country Thunder will happen in the summertime unless something goes on sideways with this pandemic. So
what would we find out about potentially when, you know, is it the health department or how would that determination be made on that end?
I would think I would have to defer that to Dr. Freiheit, as I'm sure her opinion along with the CDC would probably have something to say as it relates to the amount of people. Like, the crowds out there are usually pretty substantial. And especially as we've all been in this pandemic, people want to get out of their house. I don't necessarily know what or if there will be restrictions out there, but I'm sure that'll be vetted at some point.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any other supervisor comments?
I'm waving my flag, Chairman.
Mr. Gully has a comment.
All right, sorry. It didn't come up. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Supervisor Gully.
So through the chair to Supervisor Palmaville, this was discussed at the Human Services Committee last night with Dr. Freiheit, Monday. And she indicated that there had been discussions with the organizing body and that we would be hearing more soon. So the discussions have been happening. It was a little unclear what state they were at, but it has the Department of Health has released their event guidelines, and the Country Thunder is a category one. And so she did indicate that those things have begun. I'll shut up.
Are you okay, Supervisor Palmaville, then?
I have.
Yeah, I'll just make sure to wrap into those Human Services Committee meetings, okay. Jen and Laura, and just if I have any more questions. Thank you.
Okay.
Add something to that?
Sure, go ahead, Supervisor Nordigan.
Thank you, through the chair, to Supervisor Palmaville. The other entity involved in this is Randall. So it's also might be beneficial to contact Randall to find out what's going on there. Bob Stoll's the chairman there. He was just reelected, so I'm sure he's more than happy to disseminate all information that they are looking at too. They might have a little bit more information I don't think they'd have anything that has to do with the county, just whether they're going to accept it going forward.
Okay, yeah, thank you for that. I used to work for Country Thunder, so I know the amount of meetings that go into making this thing happen. So I can't imagine that Randall isn't already at the table with that. I'll just wrap around with the health department on that end. But thank you very much.
All right. I'll move on to a chairman comments. I have none. Approval of the minutes from March 3rd. Do I have a motion?
Motion to approve, Palmaville.
Seconded, Supervisor Celebrate.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Okay, committee?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, notice of the correctional health provider change. Who will be presenting this evening?
I will. Chief Deputy Mark Levin will be doing it.
Okay.
As it relates to the new healthcare for Kenosha County Sheriff's Department Detentions Division, we had served notice with the BNCC, or other known as KVNA, back in February 3rd, 2021, that we were going to be discontinuing their services with Kenosha County. And based on an RFP that was done by the county in 2020, we are going with and contracting with a company called NAFCARE, a very well-known national company, I believe out of Alabama. The contract with the VNCC ends on April 30th of this year, and NAFCARE will be taking over from that point forward. NAFCARE has had boots on the ground now, really since the beginning of this month and prior to in just meetings, but they are actively involved in understanding and learning the processes that the VNCC KVNA folks have done over the past, you know, multiple decades, and we'll learn from them and move forward and take us into a new era of healthcare. It's a huge change for the Sheriff's Department, as I can only remember back, you know, now 30 years that VNCC or KVNA has been the healthcare provider with some other folks in between. But knowing these folks, reading what they've done and what they're willing to provide us, I think it's a good move forward, and money's well spent. I think we'll see some great benefits from these folks. Yeah, that's just a brief update of what's going on forward. You'll be able to know more, we'll know more as they become more entrenched in what our day-to-day operation is like, and be able to report in meetings as we go further through this process.
Thank you. Any questions from the committee?
I have one, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, go ahead, Supervisor Gully.
So through the chair to the chief deputy. So we have this is a different provider than the, and you may not be able to answer this, I'm sorry, but this is a different provider than the rest of the county staff?
Correct. This is a brand new provider. Like I said, they're out of Birmingham, Alabama.
And if you know the answer to this, what's the reasoning behind having a different provider for the correctional staff?
I think it was time to, at least the county also felt it was time to look into what else is out there, as we haven't RFP'd this process in quite some time. We were starting to see some problems as it relates to staffing by our previous healthcare providers.
Okay.
We seem to have corrected that problem with this new one.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any further questions?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I don't want to interrupt, but I just want to make sure, and maybe I misunderstood, but I want to make sure there isn't any misunderstanding. The change in provider is not for staff. It's providing the health care for the detainees and the inmates at the detention center. Is that correct, Chief Deputy?
That is correct, Mr. Cardinal.
Okay, thank you. All right, anything further from the committee on this? If not, I'll move on to number 8, the resolution from the clerk of circuit court.
Well, good evening. I'm bringing forth a resolution so that the clerk of court's office can seek your approval to contract with the Department of Revenue to join their state debt collection program to aid in the collection of circuit court debts owed by defendants and other litigants for court costs, fines, fees that are due to the county and the state, and for restitution. This is a process that's been in place across the state of Wisconsin for about 4 years. About half the counties across the state have joined in and have seen increases in their collection levels. This does increase some of my staff workload, and I needed to be at full staffing levels in order to proceed with this properly. But I seek your approval of the resolution to allow me to enter into that contract.
Okay. Any questions from the committee?
I do, Supervisor Nordegan.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So currently, Kenosha County does not have a relationship with the Department of Revenue on this, correct? You said it's only been 4 years it's been in place?
It's probably been in place a little bit longer. The county started joining more en masse about 4 years ago, and it's when we started to seriously consider looking into this. We do get state tax intercept through our TRIP program, but this would allow us a higher place on the hierarchy of their ability to obtain the funds from the debtors.
So it's more beneficial to the county to go through the DOR than how we're currently doing it.
Correct. Right now, we certify our debt, and we use a collection agency, and the state debt collection agency, because it's coming from the state of Wisconsin, their notices look a lot more official than just a collection agency notice.
Okay, so right now we're using a private collection agency.
Correct.
And then by using them, we don't get the full amount that was supposed to be coming to us. Under the Department of Revenue, we will get the full amount because they're going to add their charge on top of that. Is that
how I
resolution? Okay.
Yes.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Is there a motion on the floor?
Motion to approve. This is Sharon Palmerville.
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? Okay. Using governance?
Aye.
Okay. Committee?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. We'll move on to the next item. The resolutions from the County Sheriff's Department. We'll start with Monica Uhas. Chairman O'Day, you're presenting for her?
Yes. I believe she's on the meeting too, but she's been on the Joint Services Committee, and she's done an exemplary job on that, and she actually wants to go back and be on that committee again. So I commend her for that. With all the other things she has to do. So anybody has any questions of her? I believe she's on the meeting right now.
Any questions for Ms. Uhas or Chairman O'Day? Is there a motion on the floor?
I make a motion to approve.
Second, Palmerville.
All right. Any further discussion? All right. Using governance?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll move on for Carson Wilkinson. Who will be presenting, Carson?
Lieutenant Staples with the Sheriff's Department.
Okay, go ahead.
I have a good evening, everyone. Resolution to approve the reappointment of Chief Carson Wilkinson to serve as a member of the Kenosha County Local Emergency Planning Committee, the LEPC, for a 3-year term. And Chief Wilkinson will be a member of this committee up until February 1st of 2024, or until a supervisor appointed by the county exec's office and confirmed by the county board supervisors to take his place.
Okay. I see Chief Wilkinson is out as well. Is there any questions for Lieutenant Staples or for Chief Wilkinson?
I'll move the motion.
All right, is there a second?
Resolution, excuse me.
Is there a?
I'll second it.
All right.
Gully second.
Okay. Any further discussion? Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, thank you. And then we'll move on to Aaron Strom. Lieutenant Staples, you can present that as well?
Yes, sir. The resolution is to appoint, reappoint Captain Aaron Strom to serve as a member of the Kenosha County Local Emergency Planning Commission for a 3-year term. And just as Chief Wilkinson, his confirmation, upon his confirmation to serve up until the first day of February of 2024, or until a successor is appointed by the county executive and confirmed by the county board of supervisors.
Okay. Any questions for Mr. Strom or Lieutenant Staples?
Move the resolution.
Second.
All right. Any further discussion? All right, Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
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 Congratulations, Mr. Strom. We'll move on to item 10, the update on the body cameras.
Okay.
Who will be presenting?
Sergeant Chase Forster, Sheriff's Department.
Go ahead.
Okay, so I know a lot of you don't know who I am, but I'm Sergeant Chase Forster. I am the person that's in charge of getting everything up to speed for the body cameras. And I just wanted to give the update of, we have all the hardware in, including the cameras and stuff for the squads. Everything, we've hit every deadline and or exceeded every deadline that Utility, the company for the body cameras, has given us to go for the go live date of April 27th. Everything is on track. And as of April 27th, that'll be our first training day for the deputies and correctional officers. And that when we will start the body cameras actually on the person themselves. Have any questions for me?
We'll be able to get a, oh, sorry. Go ahead, Chair.
Go ahead, Supervisor.
So thank you for being here this evening, sir. So I believe in February, we were told that we would have a live in-person demo soon.
Yes.
So it sounded like maybe that's not going to happen before the go live.
I haven't been told of anything like that, but I'd be open to an idea of when we could do a demo, and I'd be all for showing whoever wants to see it.
Yeah, there's a significant amount of interest in this, so I think that would be greatly appreciated. And then secondly, we were also, unless I'm mistaken, I believe this is the meeting we understood we would see the policy, the use policy for the body cams.
I know the final draft for the policy has been given to our corp counsel, and it's in their hands on the final approved stages right now. We just talked to them today about it, so they should be done with it fairly shortly.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions for me?
This is Supervisor Salaberry through the chair. My only inquiry would be as to that date. Do you think it's realistic to have a committee of the whole or anyone interested view the program before it is implemented, or are you looking at a time thereafter?
We could definitely do it before. We would just have to schedule a date and time, and I can make it available.
We also have the chairman on here as well. Chairman O'Day, could you speak to about a committee of the whole?
That would be no problem.
Your area than mine.
That wouldn't be any problem. You and I can coordinate it with the sheriff's department and come back with that. And also, I think as soon as what Jerry Gulley just asked for, once that's available, it can be made available to all the county supervisors via email. The policy.
I will say one thing, that we don't have any squads installed yet, and that won't be done until the go live date. They'll start installing the cameras on the squads, so that'd be something that we'd have to wait to show you until after the go live date.
So what would be the first date to look at the cameras themselves and a demonstration?
The camera itself, I can show you at any time, but the squad cameras, I won't be able to show you until after that first week of May.
First week of May. Okay. Mark has a question.
Yeah. Would it not be beneficial to wait till everything's in and actually they've had an opportunity? I think what would be beneficial if we saw how it worked from when they rolled up with the car and then that kind of activate everything and get going instead of just here's a camera.
Right.
And go through the whole process. Hey, nothing's on now except for now it is, bang, and then maybe we can go back and look at some video afterwards. I don't know if that's possible, but I think I'd like to see it from when it would actually, what would be actually how it would work. You know, you're chasing a bad person and or somebody's broke the law and what happens? That's kind of where I'd like to go with it myself.
Why don't you work on that, Boyd, with Chase?
Sounds good. And we'll work on all three of us so we can coordinate it for the best for the whole county board.
Sure, that sounds great.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I just want to make sure I understand that. Are we saying that the cameras will be in the field operational before we've had the preview of the operation? I just want to understand the timing.
We're going to see them once they're in the vehicles as well. That's the way I was hearing it from Supervisor Nordigan.
Understood.
He wants to see it once they're not just on the person, but in the vehicle.
Understood. So does that mean that they'll be in the field operational prior to that demo?
Yes, that would be true then, yes.
And I thought he wanted to see it once they were also in the vehicle.
I'm not discounting what I agree with Supervisor Regan. It's just and it's been a couple months when we requested this, and the intent was to have that demo before they were operational. And so as I've told people that, I would just like to understand the timing. And if it's going to be after they're in the field, then I just want to be able to communicate that. And it sounds like that's the case.
It sounds, we're talking about a week. Do you want to do it before they're in the vehicles or after? That's one question.
I don't have a preference. I think Supervisor Riggin is correct. I just wanted to understand. So if it's a week after they're operational, that's great. I'd just like to make sure that it does happen. So whatever.
Yeah, I think we're looking at the first week of May.
Okay.
Once they're in the vehicle, we can see everything. Supervisor Morgan, that's what you're looking for, correct?
Yes. And I thought Sergeant Forster had brought up that they would probably be in training on the 27th. Of April, which means everything would be in place, I would think, on the 27th of April. So at any point in time after the 27th, I mean, if it's, you know, 28th or May, it doesn't matter to me, but yeah.
I was thinking actually the first, I was thinking trying to do this the first meeting in May. Is trying to do this.
Yeah, I'd be more comfortable doing it like the first week or second week in May, once we have our first week of training and then the first round of at least a few days of squad installs so they get any bugs worked out, you know, because that's the first time that utility is actually on site installing stuff.
Whatever works for me, that's fine. I think what Supervisor Gully's asked for is just a time so he can let people he's been talking to know when that's going to happen, if I'm understanding Supervisor Gully.
Yeah, because that's been, I mean, it's been discussed in this meeting, so it's been, that's the expectation, I believe, and so I'm just trying to understand the timing. I'm not trying to interrupt the cycle, but I would like to be able to see it, and I know there's a great deal of interest for the whole board and the community because this is a high profile and a large expenditure. So I think it's fair to put that in there. I was just looking for the clarification.
Yeah.
At the March meeting, it was said the tentative date for install and training was the 26th with a May implementation. So it looks like we're a little bit ahead of schedule on that. So I think we're probably going to be good with the timeline that the big three can come up with here.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks.
Okay, any other questions? For Sergeant Forrester? Anything else on body cams this evening? All right, if not, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay. Any other business to be allowed by law? Is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn, Palmerville.
Second. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
All right. Are you using governance?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Aye.
I'll see you in a little bit.